in Madison, a band called All Tiny Creatures is well known for its success in experimental, minimalist rock. Well, I had a chat with the band's frontman, Thomas Winsek, who told me about their newest album, Harbors, and his connection to Justin Vernon, frontman of the Grammy Award-winning band, Bon Iver. So you guys have had a good year, to say the very least. Mm-hmm. Your album, Harbors, was on the AV Club's top 10 of 2011 and way up there, too. So how does that feel?
It was good. It's good to be, I feel really appreciative to be in a city that appreciates what we're doing and, you know, acknowledges what we're doing. It feels really good.
And what was the overall concept behind that album when you got it started?
So before Harbors, we were primarily an instrumental band. I had done some sort of like experimental vocal stuff, but it was when we played live and everything, it was all instrumental. So with Harbors, it was like, well, I had this vision of kind of fusing what we were doing with this kind of pop idea, and it needed vocals. So I luckily knew a bunch of people that were really good singers. So I asked them and they agreed and I got tracks from them. And my original idea was to have a couple of them do more than one song, but you know, everybody's super busy. So I ended up just by default or by, you know, luck of the draw, like having to assume vocal duties for the tracks that didn't have vocals. So that's kind of how that album came about.
Yeah, came together nicely. Mm. Do you like to listen to whole albums yourself, or are you more of a single track download kind of guy?
No, I'm full album guy. And, you know, my favorite albums, like outside of the pop realm, are pieces of music that are meant to be listened to sort of in one go. So that's how I like to listen to music. Although I will say my favorite pop band, XTC, a lot of their albums have tracks that you should probably skip over. So, I don't know. That's a caveat.
So, coming up this year, I see you guys have a tour with a very well-known Wisconsin musician. So, tell me a little bit about that.
It's with Bon Iver, and I've worked with Justin. We're in Volcano Choir together. And I don't know, I wrote a couple of songs on the Volcano Choir album, which actually inspired me to start incorporating vocals into my own music because I saw how well it was working with the material that I was writing with him. So yeah, I knew him since way back, since before then. So we've been working together for a while. And yeah, yes, he asked us to do, I think he knew that we haven't really gotten a chance to go out to the West Coast yet because it's really cost prohibitive and it's very difficult to like make a West Coast tour work. So he had some non-festival dates and he offered us the opening slot and we're doing that and then filling in the gaps, you know, where he's playing like Coachella and stuff like that. Obviously we're not doing that. So we're filling in those gaps with, you know, our own sort of shows in LA and around the area and stuff. So
what's going to be on your playlist when you drive or fly across the country to go to Cali for this?
So we'll be flying, and then we have a tour manager who happens to be the woman that heads up Home Tapes, also likes to travel with bands, you know, sporadically, but like chooses a couple of bands to travel with, and she's coming with on this trip and tour managing us. So we're flying and meeting her in Las Vegas, and then she's, you know, driving us around or whatever. But I imagine that it's going to be what we always listen to. I don't know. When you're flying, you're in the van, it's kind of comfort food. And outside of that, it's like stuff that people give to you and you're kind of auditioning just to see if it's cool or whatever. So the comfort stuff is always My Bloody Valentine and New Order and Steve Reich and Philip Glass.
Cool. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a good trip, and probably by the time you get back to Madison, it's going to feel like Cali, so you got that to look forward to.
Yeah, yeah. It's cool going there in the spring. I've been there in the summer, and it's kind of rough. So, you know, it won't be that. But yeah, the climate change will sort of be a linear sort of process.
And then when you get back, you said you were working on an album, just finishing that up right now?
Yep, we're done tracking, and I'm finishing up mixing, and that should actually be done actually by the end of the week, which is kind of crazy. So
awesome. Well, that sounds great. Have a good time on tour, and definitely stop back and see us here when you get back.
Absolutely.
And that was Thomas Winsek from All Tiny Creatures. If you want to learn more about the band or see when their tour is, you can go to their website at alltinycreatures.com. What you're hearing right now is a clip from the song An Iris off of their newest album, Harbors. Till next time.